Out on a lonesome highway in the Texas Hill Country, the night sky is awash with stars, the Angus cattle quietly ruminate, and there is a cafe where food and music are made from scratch. It's a seafood place, 90 miles west of Austin, and it's run by a veteran blues man. Here's NPR's John Burnett on Johnny Nicholas and his Hilltop Cafe.
In the middle of barbecue brisket country, a dinner crowd is throwing back crab cakes, fried oysters, flounder, and stuffed shrimp.
This song's for all of you.
On stage is the establishment's owner.
Who have ever had a nice new car or a nice new used car.
A 68-year-old Greek-American blues man who's been performing for half a century.
It's called I'm Broke Again, but I sure got a pretty car.
The Hilltop opened in 1980. It used to be a gas station and beer joint. Johnny's wife, Brenda, was the genius in the kitchen. He handled the music.
Well, I spent all my money on a real fine automobile.
Once a month, Nicholas books a dinner concert in the dining room. You're liable to hear Marsha Ball or Jimmy Vaughn or even Bonnie Raitt or Billy Gibbons. Nicholas plays with his regular group, Hellbent, made up of Austin All-Stars. The musicians and diners share a boot-scuffed wood floor, surrounded by old cabaret posters and neon beer signs. While the Hilltop is in Austin's gravitational field, the tattoo and small dog crowd is nowhere in sight.
My name is Melanie Canfield. I'm the high school counselor in Mason, Texas, and I've been coming to the Hilltop since I was a little girl.
Well, I'm Dick Winters. I'm from western central Texas. My wife Susan and I are both ranchers. Started coming here right after Johnny and Brenda first opened it in the 80s. It was a convenient place to stop and have a cold brew on a long drive.
It evolved into a Zagat-rated restaurant with rigorous standards for freshness. Brenda Nicholas grew much of the produce in her own gardens, and they made six-hour runs to the Gulf Coast to buy snapper, flounder, and shrimp right off the docks. Brenda brought her Cajun-influenced seafood recipes from her hometown in southeast Texas and trained the cooks.
Darken the roux so much to where it's like a dark chocolate, and then we'll cool it down.
Sammy Favela has been chef here for the last 3 years.
People would come from miles just to have her crawfish etouffee, shrimp, sausage.
Next to the kitchen, Johnny Nicholas takes a seat in the back room by the big stone fireplace. His gray hair is pulled into a ponytail. He has a soul patch under his lower lip, and his face bespeaks the years he spent on the road. After he met Brenda, they made the decision to start a family and open the Hilltop.
Our primary motivation is to serve people food and music that we love, that we would like to eat or listen to. And that's what people get about it. That's what's special about Hilltop.
Last year, Brenda died after a long struggle against lymphoma and leukemia. To defray the medical expenses, Johnny's friend, Eric Clapton, donated his Stratocaster. It brought $45,000 at auction. With Brenda gone, Nicholas has turned the cafe over to his two sons so he can throw all of his energy back into his music career.
Roll on, Mississippi, we've passed this way before. Hear you in the wind, I can hear you moan. Your lonesome whistle, trying to call me home.
Nicholas grew up in Rhode Island, drifted to Ann Arbor, Chicago, southwest Louisiana, and finally Austin. His collaborations in the 1970s and 80s read like an encyclopedia of American roots music, from blues greats Johnny Shines, Big Walter Horton, and Roosevelt Sykes, to Cajun accordionist Nathan Abshire. Nicholas also played with Asleep at the Wheel. Today, he's still known as a blues man, but much of the time, he doesn't sound like it. He puts things in his music, unexpected chord changes, and a certain tenderness that you don't hear in the hard-driving blues rock bands that dominate the genre these days.
To me, I don't find it incongruous to have songs with lots of changes and different grooves than your standard blues. That does not exclude them from being blues.
Will a circle be unbroken? Will kind of words be spoken as windows start to open?
happened everywhere. Will the words that you can't find ever escape your mind and blossom in your garden of despair? Can't you use a little fresh air?
That's the title track from his critically acclaimed latest album, Fresh Air. Most of the songs on it are his own. Nicola says he began writing more after the death in 2009 of his friend Stephen Bruton. The revered Austin musician was such a regular, the Hilltop named a dish after him, Oysters Bruton.
I've always written songs, but never really focused on it, and was a little afraid of it, too. And so when Stephen passed, and he was such a great writer, I just said, you know what, this is a wake-up call.
Even though he's back on the road, singing and playing guitar and piano, he hasn't forgotten what his late wife told him on her deathbed.
We sat down, she said, I've got to talk to you, this is very important. And she said, you have to promise me that if you can't keep Hilltop up to my standards, that you'll lock the doors. And I said, I promise, absolutely.
And so, while the chef is in the kitchen tenderizing beef cutlets for chicken fried steak, Johnny Nicholas is out in the dining room pounding out his special brand of blues. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Working at the car wash in the Texas sun, washing and waxing till my work is done. All the pretty women in the big Mercedes Benz, I need $100.